Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's a random thought in the office.
Yeah, you should have started that fast. Caught me off guard, baby. I wasn't ready.
I'm just trying to get going, man.
Are you in a rush?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're getting right into the thing?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm just, like, randomly itching, and...
Yeah, why are you scratching so much, right?
Just itchy.
Itchy.
Did you know?
Scratchy show.
Did you know?
Get it together there, love it.
Did we just start over?
No way.
Did you know that last month, Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the dictionary that is in charge of all Chicago Manual of Style, which is in charge of all... fiction book writing in the U.S.
Yeah.
Added a bunch of words. I've been using in my diction and my books for a while now. One of which was a fluffernutter. Fluffernutter had not previously been in the
dictionary. I can understand that. But there are a couple on that list that I would have thought for sure were in the dictionary.
Like air fryer? Air fryer just joined the dictionary.
I do have a question. And it's easy. I mean, it may not be an easy answer. No, how can you have a word in the dictionary when it's really two separate words, like ghost kitchen or air fryer?
Oh, it's a phrase. It's a word phrase that acts as a word.
Okay,
Like, it just evolves, man. It's a term.
So in like
I guess maybe we should be using the word terms.
In like
but Merriam uses the words versus
man,
terms.
You're being stubborn this morning. I can't even interrupt you.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, like, in 15 years, maybe it'll evolve into a compound word instead
like,
of a word phrase.
Dad bod won't be two words. It'll just be one.
Dad bod?
And that was added.
Was it really?
Yes, as was deplatform.
Dad bod was?
Dad bod was added.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that is not a word about food as a subcategory.
No, it might be in some people's minds.
But faux hawk was also added. We talked about mohawk
a while
ago. So
that's
the
right.
Fake mohawk hairstyle, but not quite a mohawk, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
It's a central ridge versus not a central. You know, it's just a complicated thing.
Hey, there's one that will apply to this house.
Well, you can say that.
Is it otaku?
Yeah.
Otaku?
Yeah.
A person having an intense or obsessive interest, especially in fields of anime and manga.
And that is
often used for another noun.
Yeah. And dad bod. I kind of have a dad bod now.
You don't have a dad bod. You can't. You're not a dad. I have a dad bod.
No, you're too tall to have a dad bod, babe.
That's not true.
I think so. You're still rugged.
I'm not extremely muscular. I'm slightly overweight.
You're still rugged. It would take you like a month to be extremely muscular if you actually did anything. Like, look at
if I actually did anything, I'm not a lazy. Make it sound like I lay around here smoking weed on the couch, watching cartoons, and eating cereal all day.
And cereal with Bud Light, but no.
I mean, that is why I married you. I thought I would have that life, but apparently not.
That's so mean.
No, I'm just
I work
kidding.
So hard to give that life to
I know,
you.
I know.
All right.
I'm still a little shy on the cereal budget, so.
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore.
We're talking about dad bods and how I don't have one, but I do.
No, you don't.
Have you looked at me in the mirror lately?
Why would I look at you in the mirror? I see you in real life all the time.
I know, that was sort of a joke.
Oh.
It was a joke within a real question, you know?
I think you're beautiful, baby. All right, speaking of beautiful.
Those words are... I think we could talk about those words for 20 more minutes.
We probably could.
But let's move on.
We have to... teach the people something, too. And I also wanted to talk about tacos.
Tacos?
Tacos.
Hell yeah.
Which is related to dad bods in many ways. So, apparently, according to the ShepherdExpress.com, this guy and his mom... Oh, I'm sorry. A woman and her mama
Yeah.
Right? She's 20. Her mama's 50.
Yeah.
Had a big argument about how clean the house was.
Yeah.
In Tampa Bay, which is in Florida, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So they're doing Florida woman instead of Florida man right here because...
Oh, yeah. Florida woman.
The woman, the daughter hit her mama in the head with two tacos.
Mm-hmm.
She threw tacos at her mama.
What a waste of tacos.
I know.
Like, that's not even worth it.
Like, what was she thinking?
A freaking coffee mug or something. Like, what a waste of taco.
A taco. Like, screw not that. Just one taco, two tacos.
The victim had food debris all around her on the couch and on the back
of her shirt. So the cops. So that's the not house evidence. Got. The
just
house.
Call up to our youngest daughter's room any time of the day. Good Lord.
But my thought is, if the daughter was the one who was like, the house isn't clean, and then she threw two tacos at her mama, like, that's not making
that's
the house
not making
cleaner.
It cleaner, is it?
And if no. you're the mother and you're already really annoyed about how dirty the house is, and then someone throws a taco
Maybe
at
that's
you.
That's why she did it.
Whoa.
Because tacos can make a mess. Because you got the beef, the cheese, all that shredded
stuff. The cheese. And two cheese.
No, I meant lettuce. I did have to. The beef, the cheese, the lettuce, the sour cream, the tomato.
Shani doesn't like the tomatoes.
If somebody threw a taco at me and had tomatoes and sour cream on it, I'd probably vomit.
He probably would. And then it would be even messier.
That would be messier.
It would be very messy.
I can't. But you know, Tampa Bay... It used to be a pretty good spot. And someday it'll be good again, but not until Tom Brady moves out.
And then we get the hate mail. According to that same Shepherd Express article, there was another argument, not in Florida, but at a Walmart in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Where Tahoni Fix, who's 20, and Kimberly Pittman, 52, were apparently something happened between them, right?
Yeah.
And so the younger woman, once again, quote, threw a cold chicken at the older woman, hitting her in the back of the head.
Ooh, at least it wasn't frozen. That could have killed her.
Dude, that would hurt.
A roasting chicken of like 5 pounds would definitely hurt, frozen or not.
Yeah, I wonder how big that chicken was. The cops... Oh, wait. No, they weren't even arguing. The cops haven't just figured out why. They don't even know.
Oh.
I guess she just was like, I don't like the back of that woman's head. Her name is Kimberly. I'm going to throw a chicken at her.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
She's just about the same age as my mom, probably, because the ages are similar.
Oh, yeah.
In the two stories, so.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, people are whacked. That's why you got to be in and out of Walmarts quick.
Yeah.
And before anybody can set their sights on you.
And be careful if anybody's eating tacos in your house.
If anybody throws taco in this house,
I got naughty and Shani didn't get naughty.
Oh baby, I was eating this taco last night and it was delicious. Writing tip of the paw.
So these next few podcasts, we thought we should get all nitty gritty, not about tacos, but with some quick grammar types. Tips or style tips for people writing fiction.
All right, baby.
You got it?
I don't know. Do you have it?
I don't think I have it this morning. I don't know. All right. So anyways, these grammar tips hopefully can help nonfiction writers too.
And they are specifically what today?
Today is about dialogue tags. Are you excited? Are you excited, Shani? This is all about you. You wanted this.
Oh, yes, I am.
He was not excited.
No. Is this going to be something about punctuation and stuff for dialogue? Yes. Or not yet, this episode. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm my full attention.
So, Shani, read the header, babe. Read the header. Because all of our notes are on...
That one?
No, that's that one? The title.
Oh.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
What?
My voice was so mean. It was like school teacher.
Oh, I know. It's like, don't kiss, I love you. Don't put all your dialogue in your book in the form of how Carrie normally talks to me.
Sorry.
Unless you're writing something like Mommy Dearest or something like that.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Anyways.
This is the header, baby.
Listen up, baby. You need this. When you're writing dialogue, people talking to each other, that's what dialogue is, you're going to want to follow those punctuation rules. Oh, no. Rules.
These punctuation rules. You want to use quotes.
Have the dialogue tag.
Which is who the speaker is, like the he said, she asked.
She hissed.
She
in the actual same paragraph as the dialogue.
Right? So you want the stuff in the quotes next to who the person speaking it is, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then three.
Punctuate it all correctly. Hopefully we're going to delve into that a little deeper.
I don't know if we are today.
That's a pretty blanket statement.
All right, but you know what? We're just trying to be a quick and easy podcast right now.
Well, I mean, that's a beginning
You're putting
step.
A
if
lot
you don't
of pressure
know
here.
To put the actual dialogue in the same paragraph as your... What would you call that? Your dialogue introductory clause.
I just told you, it's a dialogue tag.
Oh, that's the tag that he says, she
yep,
says, she asked.
Yep, remember right here, have the dialogue tag.
She
the speaker
hissed.
Is the he
okay.
says, she asked.
Yeah, make sure your dialogue tag is in the same paragraph as your... Oh, wait, can I guess what the next one is?
Yeah. Is but it... you didn't even finish that sentence, huh?
Oh, my sentence in my...
In your head? No, your sentence coming out of your mouth, baby.
That's what I meant. It is a process from my head to my mouth and out into the world.
I'm so sorry.
So make sure that your dialogue tag and your actual dialogue's in the same paragraph. Is that what I was saying?
Yeah. Do you think people think we're drunk all the time?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think they do.
Especially if they happen to watch our other podcast on Friday nights.
Anyways, so what were you saying?
I just said it in its entirety. Right, do I need to say it one more time?
Yeah, I was
okay.
Listening.
People, please ensure that you have your dialogue tag and the actual dialogue in the same paragraph.
That's what we've been saying.
I know.
Oh, okay.
That's what you told me to say.
Okay, so here's the big one. Don't go screwing around with your dialogue tags, which are also known as speaker tags. You want to keep it simple when it's a dialogue tag. And once again, that's the he said and the she asked, right?
Okay.
They are your besties. And if you do anything else, you look like a crappy writer who's trying hard, and the tag, it just becomes more attention-grabbing than the very important words that your character said. So, Shanwei will read the next paragraph that I wrote down for him to read.
I love you, she said. Reads a lot differently than I love you, she murmured and bellowed and hissed.
Right? And
heck yeah.
And that can be your intention. Like, you don't want, but you don't want to keep doing it all the time, right? Like,
right.
You don't want to be like,
I love you, she murmured.
I love you, he catcalled.
Woo, I know, she bellowed.
He screamed, of course you do.
And what do you mean by that, she enthused.
So, right? Like,
yeah.
If you were reading that, you'd be like, oh, my freaking word. Like, ugh.
That's right.
So the other big thing to remember is this, right?
Yes.
So far we have put everything in the same paragraph.
Yep. Don't overuse.
Don't like go all kabooba booba on the dialogue tag for different words outside of said and asked, right?
Okay.
And finally, the other big thing to remember is
you can't sigh out or smile out words. So don't use them for speaker tags. You can use them for dialogue beats, but that means you have to punctuate them differently.
Look, Shani, I talked about punctuation.
You did. You got into it a little bit.
Yes. So, for example, I love you, she said, requires a comma after the word you and a lowercase s for she. So I love you, comma, she said. Right?
That's right.
But I love you, she sighed, requires a period after the word you and an uppercase S for the she there. Because you can't sigh out, I love you, because you just start coughing.
Oh.
Like, you can't sigh out that word, that big thing, you know?
Is that really, like, the rule?
Yeah, man.
I'm not questioning the rule. I'm saying, how do you know? Like, you have to think to yourself in your head, is this, if it's not possible, it has to be a capital, a period and a capital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It just,
so as long as you're like sticking with the saids and asks and stuff.
And with a sense in us, it's always going to be if that's how it's constructed. I love you, comma, she said.
Right.
But if it's she said, comma, I love you, period, and quotation marks that way too. It depends on where your dialogue tag is, but we can talk about that later.
Oh, yeah, that's more not advanced.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, so that's basically for the period and the capital, it's like two separate actions.
Yes.
Whereas the she said is the action of saying the words.
That's a beautiful way to describe it.
So if it's not the action of saying the words, it has to be a period.
Right.
Followed by a capital.
Right.
Because it's just...
But that's the perfect way to say it, right?
Because dialogue doesn't always have to have a dialogue tag.
Yeah, man.
That must be another lesson.
There's a lot of controversy over the word hiss in a dialogue tag. And absolutists like myself say you can't hiss out unless you're a snake.
Right.
Or a shape-shifting snake person. Like, you can't hiss out, I love you.
Mm.
There's not a single S sound in there.
Crafty.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Like, romance and horror writers, like, we all love to make our characters hiss and groan and moan. Especially when it's a sexy book or the lovers are shapeshifters. But you can't, again, hiss out a bunch of words if there's no S sounds. And often you can't gasp out an entire sentence or paragraph.
Can you howl?
What? You like can howl, baby.
If it's the climax of a sex scene,
it can be like, he howled out,
I'm gone. Dog tip for life. So, Sparty's condensed dog tip for today was...
Only call attention to the things you want to call attention to.
That's a really good tip. That's more like a life tip. That's why it says dog tip for life.
Oh my god.
That's like a life hack, all right?
Okay, so.
Don't be running around telling all your friends you stole the sign from down the street and hung it up in your basement.
No, because then rumors get out. Really? Don't be telling everybody that you hit your mama with a taco.
Especially if you're in jail, because that's not very... That's not a good reason to be in jail.
That's going
to
get you some nicknames. So, like... And you don't want that nickname in a female jail. All right, so...
Taco.
So...
Taco Slinger. She'll sling that taco anywhere.
Anyway, so... Sparty knows this, because a lot of times... He has something good, and he won't look at it because he's afraid our other dog will notice and steal it from him, right? So, like, he's all like, oh, yeah, don't look at it. Don't look at the treat. 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 If Gabby is nearby, but the moment Gabby is not nearby, he calls attention to the treat that he wants, right?
For about half a second.
And then he eats
it. Then it's gone.
Then he eats it. But that's what... And his corollary would be call attention to things you want, right? Because, Sparty's very good at staring at the pantry where the dog treats are kept.
That's right.
Yeah. So just like Sparty.
Yes.
As humans.
Yes.
We want to only call attention to the things that we want to call attention to, right?
In our dialogue.
In our dialogue as writers.
And in life.
And in life, right? Like, someday Shawnee will learn that.
What?
What?
I don't... I'm lost, baby. What do I call attention to that I don't want to be? Never mind.
Tacos.
Oh, I love tacos. Hey, thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate your time. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this marvelous podcast with all of your friends.
Hey, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist and the song is Summer Spliff by Brogue for Free. And we have a new podcast.
Loving the Strain.
And another one, Be Brave Fridays. And?
And? I don't know.
Well, they're available everywhere, babe.
Oh, yeah. You can find them on Carrie's Facebook, Carrie's Twitter, Carrie's LinkedIn.
My blog site and Amazon.
If you just look up Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book.
You can find us.
You can find her all over the internet.
All over.
Yeah.
That sounds creepy.
Well, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to, because then we'll have to redo this next week. And Carrie's publishing a new book at the beginning of every month.
Until February, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
All right. Be sure to check them out.
Yay, us. And yay, you. Thanks for surviving this podcast with us.
That's right. Have a wonderful day.